in Surrey Quays drafted in armed colleagues after residents reported the man was trying to force his way into a building. Two occupants have minor injuries. A deal's been reached between the UK government and Democratic Unionist Party, which looks like it'll restore power sharing in Northern Ireland. The DUP says the Westminster government will pass laws removing checks for goods moving to and remaining in Northern Ireland. But these unionists remain frustrated.
It is the job of the British government to make sure its borders are secure and that the union remains intact. And it's not doing that.
We need good leadership and we don't have it from the British government or from our own people.
Two women have died following a fire at a property in Aberdeen. A baby was also taken to hospital following the incident in Black Hilton Road last night, but has since been discharged. The leader of Hamas says the group is studying a ceasefire proposal put forward following a talks in Paris. Meanwhile, it's claimed Israeli soldiers dressed as women and medical staff have killed three Palestinian militants at a hospital in the occupied West Bank. Elon Musk has confirmed the first human has had a chip from his company implanted in their brain. Neuralink is designing a system which it hopes will allow people with disabilities to control a computer cursor or keyboard using their mind. Our science and technology editor, Tom Clark, says the trial's facing scrutiny over safety, though.
There's been a lot of controversy about the speed at which they're working, scientists leading because of the desire of Elon Musk to push it forward. Other companies are taking a much more steady, slow approach. Also, there are other ways of doing this. Do you really need to go really deep into the human brain to get the signals you need?
A report by MPs has warned the music industry is a boys' club where sexual harassment is common. The committee has asked ministers to block the use of non-disclosure agreements to bully victims into silence. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tim.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's look at the weather for today. Looking very overcast, really miserable, 10 degrees, thick cloud and a moderate breeze. It should stay dry for today. If you are affected by seasonal disorder, you will know that it's an awful day. Get under that sun lamp if you've got one, because it is a bit of a down day.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, I think a lot of people, actually, might be suffering from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. I know that I get it. If I have too many days like this, like today's very overcast, I start to feel a bit down. And I'm not somebody who likes a lot of sunshine, but I think it does affect my mood. I know you can get things during the winter, you know, you can get like sun lamps and get out. So it's important to get a little bit, when the sun is out, it's important to get a little bit of it on your skin. Like yesterday was quite a nice day, and over the weekend it was quite bright. So it's just getting that little bit of sunshine on you makes you feel a bit better. But this sort of weather, it does make you feel a little bit, even though it's dry, which is good, it means you can go out for a walk, but it's not, I don't know, it's not the same as going out for a walk on a cold, crisp, sunny day. When it's a cold, crisp, kind of muggy-looking day, it's not quite the same, is it? It looks miserable. I like a little bit of sunshine, not too much, unless I'm on holiday. Because I wouldn't wear shorts over here. On holiday, I don't care. In fact, on holiday, I had a full-length mirror, and I looked at myself and went, oh, my God, what's happened to you? Why did you let this happen? Because I have a full-length mirror, well, kind of, in my house, but I don't look in it. I just look at my shoes. That explains my dress sense. But, yeah, on holiday, there was one there, and I just thought, oh, dear. And that's where also, because I didn't realise, this is going to sound, if you're bigger, you know, you avoid tucking things in because you think if you wear floaty stuff, it'll make you look. It doesn't. You need to have a little bit of definition. So I realised, get trousers that actually fit and that are not too tight. Then you can tuck a top in and then put something over the top like an open jacket or something, just so you're not kind of, you know, if you don't want to expose too much. You don't have to. But it always looks better because you look like you've got a waist. If you haven't, it helps. And I never realised that until I went on to TikTok. You know, I'm obsessed. I love TikTok. But TikTok don't love me. I've got a few people that follow me that are so lovely, and lots of musicians as well. And I follow it. There's so many talented musicians on there. I wanted to play a song today, in fact, and I have asked Mrs. G because I know she's got a copy. There's a story. Well, it came up on my on TikTok about a young singer called Kat Janice, who's got a 7-year-old son. It's a really good song. Unfortunately, I can only find one version of it, which has got a bit of an F-bomb. I was listening to it earlier, otherwise I would have played it for you. It's got an explicit lyric, which is a shame because I can't play it. If anybody does have it, let me, or you found it anywhere else, Kat Janice, let me know. It's going viral. She is at the moment hospice at home. Poor girl's got cancer. She's not very old. 7-year-old son, and all the proceeds of Dance You Out of My Head are going to be going towards her son. So it's on YouTube. You'll be able to find it. Kat Janice, C-A-T Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E. It's a really, really good track. It's a really good track, and yeah, if you want to check it out, you can do online. I was going to try and play it for you today, but when I've gone to get a copy of it, to buy a copy of it, I can only find the explicit one. I might be able to maybe tomorrow I might be able to sort of take the F-bomb out of it, and then I should be able to play it. So I'm going to try and do that for you tomorrow. But if you want to go and check it out online, I did a little donation this morning to her fund page. You will be able to find something online, but very, very, very sad. It's a really good song. She's a very good singer-songwriter, and she's got a 7-year-old son. Life is not fair, is it? Life is not fair. It's awful. But she is, you know, she's always putting stuff, posting up on stuff online. And yeah, if you want to follow her, she's on TikTok. But you'll hear the song all over the place at the moment. Hopefully, I'll be tomorrow. Now, Ariana Grande is here. This is called Yes And.
Keep this. Love it. It's brilliant. That is Beats Bakery and Holly Berry there with So Hot. Another fantastic track from Beats Bakery. They are going great guns at the moment, getting on all of the big Essex shows. We had the exclusive on that as well. So thank you very much to the boys for letting me have the exclusive. And I know they've got the BBC and Amazing Radio breathing down their necks as well. So well done. Now, Valentine's Day is coming up very soon. You can pop along to, let me just find the details. Why has that disappeared off of my thing? Let me have a look there. Let's have a look. Oh, there we go. Right. Found it. Marco Pierre White's restaurant at the Holiday Inn in Brentwood has a special Valentine's Day menu on offer with 5 courses, yum yum, for just £42.50 per person. You can find out more 01277 247 220 if you would like to book. But if you look up Marco Pierre White's restaurant Holiday Inn in Brentwood, fancy that on Valentine's Day. That's lovely. I have been there a few years ago, actually. Really nice food and 5 courses. Oh, it's nice, isn't it? A bit romantic on Valentine's Day. You need to do something romantic if you're with somebody. Well, you don't. I mean, you don't. But, I mean, if you don't, then you'll be in trouble for the rest of the year. It doesn't take much, does it? It's only one day. Come on. You know, a bit of romance. You know, if you've been married for, like, you know, even people who've been married for 50 years still do, you know, my mum and dad always did something on Valentine's Day, like a card or something. My mum once got a card from around the corner for my dad's birthday, actually, that was, some festival card. It wasn't, and it had a picture of an Indian man on the front of it. And mum, you know, because she was trying to find a card, but that's the only thing that she could find. And then she coloured the man's, with put a moustache on it, and then said, it looks like my dad. My dad was just laughing. He was like, what have you done? She went, well, I couldn't get a card, but I've kind of made this one for you. But she did a better job. She We were like going, why? She was going, well, I thought it looked like dad, and I just put a moustache, and now it does. And we're like, fine, leave it, walk away. Don't have to look into my mum's mind to find out what she was doing at that particular time.
Hey, turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward to Eat My Brunch.
And here he is. This is Freak Power. We turn on, tune in, cop out.
Your mind that you've gone beyond a reasonable doubt. Yeah.
no conversation. There's nothing left to break that's not already broken. You're staring into space, and every inch of silence. Been standing here for days and days. Said it all.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Starr-Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEH BAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less at SEH BAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEH BAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Now, did you know that it's Phil Collins' birthday today? He's 73, a young 73. A friend of mine went to see Genesis, I think it was 2 years ago, might be, when he did his last sort of farewell gig, and he was sat on the stage, and I think his son was playing the drums. Amazing drummer, amazing songwriter. He sometimes gets credited to being a little bit kind of, you know, and now people are like, well, he's a genius. He is. I mean, if you listen to Genesis and also his solo work, just incredible. As a drummer, unbelievable. Unbelievable. I did get to see Genesis very long time ago it was in the 90s, and they were amazing. And in fact, that gig is up online somewhere, and I can remember being there just going, I absolutely love it. So I thought I'd play... this is Phil Collins. It's not... Well, shall I play it with... shall I play him with Genesis? I don't know whether I should do Phil Collins or Phil Collins and Genesis. Let me have a look. Let's have a look. That's the one I like. Oh, no. Actually, I think I'm going to play this one. There's so many to choose from. Here's Genesis with Jesus, He Knows Me. Happy birthday, Phil. I know that he listens, you see.
Smiling, you buy a piece of paradise, you buy a piece of
always imagine I'm playing the drums to that. Love it. Phil Collins, 73 today. Now, somebody who's not anywhere near 73, but is an incredibly great musician, found him through Beat Bakery, actually. I think he got in contact. Now, he might have got in contact after Beat Bakery, I don't know. But the thing is, I've met so many people because when they're played on the show, they will tell their friends, and then I get introduced to other musicians, and it's a lovely community of people. And a lot of these musicians that I play on my show now are supporting each other. Not all of them, but it's a lovely little community, and it does work. If you even sometimes I think when you think you're in the same business, it's like, oh, well, I'm giving them a bit of publicity. You know, but it doesn't work like that now. It's okay to say, you know, as a solo vocalist myself, a singer songwriter, I can say, love this singer songwriter. I can promote them or put them out on my page or on my Eat My Brunch page or on my music page if I'm sharing my friend's music. You can't do it with everybody because it gets a bit confusing. But it is nice to do that. It's nice to do it, to have that sort of, you know, it's not a competition. Everybody's different. We're all releasing different music. But it is, you know, one of us. When I say I include myself in that, but I mean, you know, generally one of you, the group, might get a bit more success. And sometimes you can sit there and think, oh, I wish I could get played on that station. I wish that would happen for me. But it won't happen for everybody. And as I said yesterday, it's not to do with talent. It's there's so many talented musicians in Essex that are producing excellent music because I play them on my show. But not everybody is going to get that massive break. Doesn't happen, but it's still. I mean, my sister said at the weekend. I saw Tommy. I don't think I've seen him before. Amazing singer songwriter. And my sister was going, why isn't he famous? And I said, but a lot of people don't want to be famous for a start. I said it's not. But I said he's working all the time. I said, and if you're working all the time and you do music for a job and that's what you do, then you are successful. It's like saying, why aren't you run? You know, you work in a bank. Why aren't you the manager? Well, not everybody's going to be the manager, are they? You see, it's the same thing, isn't it? And it's no... with music, though, success isn't measured by how talented you are. Because, as I said, there's too many talented people out there producing music that should be, you know, the likes of Adele or whether you say you're Ed Sheeran's on that sort of level. But there's only so many places, you know? And it's a lot to do with luck and being in the right place at the right time. For every Adele being the most amazing singer and songwriter, there will be probably a couple of hundred people in Essex that are equally as good as Adele at writing and singing who won't get that chance because of circumstances, you know. But anyway, you still got to do what you love, no matter what, even when you're having your down days. If it's your own personal, you know, company business, whatever you're doing, get on with it. Enjoy it. Talking about new music, here is Rogue FX and Sign of Crows. This is In the Dead of Night. Positivity Talk with Michelle. You're just thinking, shut your face, Michelle, shut up.
Ben Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs. This is the show
that goes like this.
Phew, wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second...
Driver's license last week, just like we always talked about, 'cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs crying 'cause you weren't around, and you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. So much older than me, she's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs, 'cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we aren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how forever. Now I drive alone past your street, and all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, 'cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving home. Now I drive alone past your street.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel for you this morning. A little bit busy. It was earlier on the M25. That has now cleared. So heading down to Lakeside is fine. And if you're heading from Lakeside or from the Dartford Bridge up towards Brook Street roundabout, nice and clear. And heading up to the M11 in both directions, no issues. A1023 is fine. A little bit busy on the Ongar Road, just going past the Robin Pub. Road closed due to water main work on Copperfield Gardens, both ways from Geary Drive to Sycamore Drive. Let's have a little look. You have got, now I'm going to forget the name of the road because I went past it this morning. That's not good. Sandpit Lane. It was closed off, Sandpit Lane. I think they've got some felled trees around that area. So there is like temporary traffic lights. You can't turn onto Sandpit Lane. So you just follow the diversions there. If you're heading along the A12 at the moment, can't see any problems there, except the roadworks between Junction 13 and 16. They will be ongoing while they do the much needed repairs to the roads. And there will be some nighttime closures. But again, there will be some signage up in Ingrave at the moment. No through traffic due to new road layout on Cricketers Lane. That's been ongoing. A128 Brentwood Road to Cricketers Row, and temporary traffic signals due to water main work on Tyne Common Road at Wiggins Lane. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10 through till 1. Coming up next, here is Paolo Moreno. He's going to be my guest in the studio next month. I can't wait for him to be in live. I've not seen him for ages. He's an amazing live looping musician, very well known in Essex. And this is brand new track, which is called The God of Small Things. Here's Paolo Moreno.
I was thinking about sinking. Just simply let it go. Pull down the shades, and if I had my way, where would I go? Abandon myself to the journey. Let the destination go. And I pray to the God of gods or some things that I will not be alone. That I will not be alone. Where are you? Just existing. You set your mind to simple goals. If you could raise a smile wherever you go, you'll always have a place. You'll have a place to go. Where are you? Gather round, share the sound. That I'll never be. Gather round, share the sound. Gather round, and you won't ever be.
Where are you now?
Just existing.
Where have you gone?
And I'll pray to the God of small things, that I'll never be alone. God, the God of small things that I'll never be.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
If you're up for a fantastic challenge, for an inspiring cause, why not take on the Baker's Brentwood Half Marathon for St. Francis Hospice? Taking place in March 2024, it's a great opportunity to get fit, make a difference, and be part of Team SFH. For more information and to find out how you can take part, just search St. Francis Hospice Brentwood Half.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Give me that touch and tease it. So good, I can't believe it. Don't wanna share with no one else. You're always the one I needed. Don't gotta keep a secret, but I let you keep me to yourself.
That was Jennifer Lopez with Can't Get Enough, and that was the clean version. I don't know if I want to know what the dirty version is. I'm not particularly that keen on dirty versions of songs, because if you do a song and it's got swear words in it, I can't play it on three times. And I do like to play lots of different music. Now, coming up on a Sunday, never a dirty word is Tony Smith.
Sundays, roast beef, Yorkshire puddings, your feet up with the Sunday papers. All great ways to spend the day,
but not really that fun.
This weekend, join Tony Smith and Phoenix 98 FM for Sunday Lunch. With the music news and strange stories from around the world. Interviews, chart update and movie reviews. It's 2 hours of great entertainment and great music. Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith. Sundays from midday. Put the fun
Phoenix
back.
FM.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place we all hear old-school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.